couple of things from football that was interesting, because I heard you guys reference, I guess a caller referenced Aaron Rodgers. So Rodgers was a guest for a question and answer event hosted by rapper Mike Studd. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Maybe you guys do.
I don't.
No, I was looking at me. Okay. Anyhow, there was a question from a young fan and a cryptic answer, but it's pretty easy with a quick Google search what he's referencing.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Oh, boy. Security, can we get her out of here? I need some security. Security,
can you take it easy on her?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
What a road trip. I don't know. I'm not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
The Steelers are in Chicago in November.
I mean,
so I don't know what we're waiting for, if this is exactly what he's doing.
Okay. I mean, now he's, I mean, that's as clear as day at this point, but why would he not just come out and say it?
I don't know, but you said you on Rogan, he said he's dealing with a family friend that's going through battling cancer right now, so he's been a little...
Yeah, that's what I mentioned, what he's mentioned on McAfee, but, I mean, it sounds like... I mean,
you know, not to be cold or anything like that, but, I mean, you know, he does have, if he wants to play, he does have a lot of people that are, you know, counting on him. He owes them, you know, the respect that he would want to be afforded himself.
You think it would be okay if, let's say, the Steelers knew, but he said, we're not, I can't say anything yet? And we later found out that
sure,
they knew.
I'm sure he's been open with the Steelers, and hopefully that's why, you know, what was it, Art Rooney came out and basically said, you know, we are expecting him to be the quarterback.
Yeah, he did.
You know, in no uncertain terms. So I still think that's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, turn their attention to Kirk Cousins.
Understood.
And now, try to trade for him.
Speaking of the NFL, the league did respond to Joe Burrow. So last week, Burrow was asked what he thought of the schedule that came out.
You know, playing in Baltimore for the fourth straight primetime year isn't ideal. Maybe we could get one of those in Cincinnati next year, please.
How do you think the NFL responded? Was it Mike North? Is that who does the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, the man of knowledge, yes.
We understand Joe's concerns, but he can go F himself.
No.
No.
He said it was fair.
Okay.
But they've done
fair criticism. It's very tough to play in Baltimore. But I remember being in Cincinnati. We played in Pittsburgh a lot on Monday night and Cleveland on Monday night. We had a lot of road Monday night games. That may also be because maybe the Bengals didn't want home night games. I don't know.
Could that come from ownership?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And then if there was one place you think Burrow wishes was on the schedule more, where do you think it would be? Anybody?
I would say New Orleans.
Good answer. Good idea. No.
Where the heck will he would want to play other than nothing in the division?
It's not in the division, no.
It's not in the division. I'm going to say L.A.
Good guess. No. You guys have a guess?
Miami.
Very good guess. No.
Tampa.
No, this one caught me completely by surprise, and he was dead serious when he said this.
Maybe an international game next year, too. Part of the reason I wanted to do the quarterback show, I wanted to help grow the game internationally, and so to not have a stage like that is a little disappointing.
How about that?
Yeah, you would think that they would be an exciting team.
Yeah, I agree.
And why wouldn't you? Why would you want to have one of your best players, one of your most offensive-oriented teams on the road somewhere internationally?
So he is standing up and saying, send us there next year.
Yeah, good for him.
But they're also traveling the least amount of miles out of any NFL team. Yeah, so maybe that ends up helping them out. Yes, saw that the other day, a breakdown on something.
Yeah, it's the division in their crossover.
And I believe I saw today marks 100 days from the start of the season. That sound right? June, July, August. Yeah, it's probably about right.
Okay.
Yeah. Early September, right? September 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cowboys, Eagles. All right, Yankees, Angels last night. Really only one highlight of significance.
Hope you try to pick up at least one run here with a fly ball at the very least. Next pitch. So I'm going to drive to center field. Slicing drive. Going back, Taylor. It bounces off the fence. Scoring is Grisham. Judge right behind him. Belly's flying. He's going to score. Anthony Volpe. A three-run double in the Yankees. Expand the lead to 4-1 here in the fourth inning.
And that was Dave Sims right here on The Fan late last night. Yankees beat the Angels 5-1. Volpe, the star with the bases clearing double. He was on Yes afterwards discussing the at-bat.
Just want to get something I can handle and do the job and get it up.
So, yeah, he threw me one, and I took advantage.
He did. Ryan Yarbrough was the winning pitcher. Six innings. He's now 2-0. His success so far?
I think it's just been, you know, been having a really good approach, talking with the pitching staff and with Wells about, like, just great game plan of just really mixing speeds, keeping them guessing up there and, you know, really getting ahead and putting them in situations where they're having to swing the bat. And
so now the Yankees are 33-20 on the season. Tampa has won 5 or 6 games in a row, but they are clear of them as they are running away with the AL East so far. You will have Carlos Rodon and Ty Anderson going tonight on The Fan. The Yankees bounce back from that loss in Colorado now with 3 straight wins. Since the Mets, meantime, have won 3 in a row. They lost to the Dodgers in extra innings on Friday night, beat LA on Saturday, beat them on Sunday, and then on Monday took care of the White Sox.
Swinging a high fly ball to right field. That's going to win it. Tauchman back. He's at the edge of the track. He makes the one-hand catch. Tyrone Taylor tags at third, comes down the line to score. Put it in the books.
A 2-1 win for the Mets in their final turn at bat. Hi, I'm Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio. Juan Soto, the game-tying sack fly to left in the eighth, and all was good. Here was Lindor postgame, being the hero again and coming through.
I come up in those situations. I have good hitters in front of me. They got on base. They made it easier for me, and then I got great hitters behind me as well. So, you know, I knew he had to throw a strike. He's got a good pitch.
And he hit it to right. By the way, did you see Gelbs get the water doused on him by any chance? Yes. Which is actually very funny. Here was Tyrone Taylor. He had the double that started off the inning, and he scored the winning run. This was Taylor postgame.
It was a good pitch. I was just trying to see be on time for a fastball up close to me. And I just put a good swing on that sweeper.
And Francisco Alvarez in the eighth inning led off with a pinch hit single to left. It was then pinch run four by Luis Angel Acuna, who scored on the sac fly. They made a lot of good plays in this game, and they win. And so the Mets now on the season, 33-21. Coming up later tonight, Tyler McGill makes the start on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio at 710. And from the NHL, the Hurricanes beat the Panthers 3-0. Played this one earlier. Rod Brindamore talking about snapping the 15-game losing streak in the conference finals.
You know what? I didn't even think about that, but that's nice. I mean, it means so, like, nothing to these guys because half of them aren't here, and, you know, but it's been a story. So, yeah, it's nice to not have to talk about that.
Talking to you off the air, you think they could make a little bit of a run here?
Well, it depends on whether or not Florida gets a couple of their guys back healthy and back in the lineup. They lost 2 key players. Mikkola and Reinhardt, but, you know, Florida's still the better team, and they have the better goalie. I mean, they should take care of business in tomorrow night in Carolina. They should.
As they do lead 3-1, and tonight you'll have game 4 for the Oilers and the Stars. Edmonton up 2-1 in that series. All right, moment of the day is a little bit lengthy, and it's a two-parter because, so, it was last hour or 2 hours ago, I played the clip of Gary Cohen and Ron Darling with the Furries in left field at Citi Field. So it became a topic, as you can imagine. Eddie then showed an odd knowledge of furries in a way that definitely caught G by surprise. And then a little while later, a caller had a question about all of this involving a legendary New York quarterback.
There's others that, like, hey, I'm a jackrabbit, and I'm, you know, I see the zebra in the hotel lobby, and bing, bang, boom. You know, one of those.
So it's usually rabbit. Is your come together?
I don't know. I just, those are the two I thought of.
It's usually like the horse motif that is the big one for that.
The horse motif with 2 people or with 1?
Or 3?
Motif?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of wolves. There were a lot of wolves on roller skates in Pittsburgh. There's like a whole gang of them. But I don't, the horse, so there's a lot of horses that are.
Like people, you know, they like to be, well, one person is the horse and the other is the, you know, yes, the trainer or what have you.
Let me be Bob Baffert this time for once.
A horse only has 2 legs or does it have 4?
Well, I mean, they have 4. And
I know what a real horse has. I'm just talking about a furry horse.
Well, they will act it out. And it's not even so much they have to be in full costume. It's because it's leading towards, you know, they're just pretending to be a horse and getting ridden and led around.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's a horse motif.
And whipped.
Oh, God.
Well, I was wondering, do you guys think secretly Phil Simms dresses as a fox furry?
I do it.
Perfect. Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
Oh, yes.
There you go, guys. Bizarre moment of the day.